Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The basis of my message today is Romans chapter 3. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, but all are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that came through Christ Jesus our Lord. Dear friends, there's a lot of pressure to purchase the add-ons. Whenever we're confronted with a salesman, pressure for add-ons. Last summer, Alicia and I did make a decision to get a car, and we were really sure about it. We did a lot of research on the kind of car that we were going to get. The car was, we knew we were going to get a Honda Pilot. But we had not anticipated the pitch for all the add-ons to the car. Thinking that the process would take a little, you know, maybe over an hour, and then we could catch up with a family gathering that everyone had planned for quite some time, we were shocked when the salesman jumped right into it. He looked at us, and I don't know, he said, "You guys look like the kind of people that get lost quite a bit. Maybe you need a GPS system for your car, add-on." We declined that. Then he continued and said, "You guys look like you camp a lot." We never camp. "You need a middle row that can be taken out of the car. You got to get this add-on." Then he continued, and the driving experience just isn't the same unless you have seat warmers in the front seat and the passenger seat. It just won't be the same driving this car. You've been there too, I'm sure, with the add-ons. What we thought would be an hour turned out to be a three-hour adventure, and we missed our family outing that had been planned for quite some time. But the worst thing was this. We walked into the car dealership thinking that we would get the car that we wanted, the Honda Pilot. But because of the sales pitch of this guy, you see, we walked away thinking that we had bought a lemon because it was so basic. Friends, add-ons. You're pitched with them all the time. You can't just get the ice cream. You got to get the sprinkles and the peanut butter, Reese's peanut butter on top. The vacation. You can't just get a vacation. You got to get the add-ons and the excursions, so they say. And we're trained to believe that in life, we just have to get the add-on. If we don't, what we've purchased is a lemon. Friends, religions, all religions, are very good at pitching add-ons. Even Christianity. Consider the time of the Reformation before Luther. There were lots of sales pitches going on. And I'll explain one of them that I think you've heard about. But I'm going to suggest this morning that the sales pitches that were going on were so awful that they obscured the original purpose and reason for Christianity. You couldn't even tell what Christianity was about. One of the salesmen that was famous, he would have worked for Sears in the 20th century or 19th century. His name was Johann Tetzel. He sold... Do you know what he sold? Indulgences. Little pieces of paper that guaranteed that your great aunt or that ancestor who had died would spring from purgatory on up to heaven. Or oftentimes it was you would shorten the length of the time that your dead relative would have in purgatory. Meanwhile, Tetzel collected the money so that a big basilica down in Rome, St. Peter's basilica, could be written. This was a sales pitch. He used it in all sermons across Europe. It basically was this. When the gold coin in the coffer rings, a rescued soul to heaven springs. That was a sales pitch. Traveling throughout Europe. Give a little money into the coffer. And you know, people who heard that message must have felt guilty if they didn't pay, because then they weren't bringing great-grandma into heaven. What a terrible thing. Christianity was about add-ons. The message of the gospel was, I'm not going to say it was lost, definitely obscured. Add-ons. Want to get in the good graces of God? Add-ons. Say some Hail Marys. Do you want to get in the good graces of your community? Take a pilgrimage down to the Holy Land and everyone will respect you. You want to be respected in your family? Go to a monastery. That's Luther. Luther really goes to the monastery for false intentions and motives. No gospel. Obscured. And it led, no wonder, so many people had a crisis of faith, a crisis of conscience. Luther's one of them. Well, Pastor, why are we talking about add-ons in the 21st century? That was the 16th century. We don't have people that push add-ons in our faith life and our faith journey. I disagree. I've had it done to me. I remember when I was gathered with a bunch of pastors of a bunch of denominations, and we went around the circle to explain what kind of pastor we were, what flavor and variety. And I said I was of the Lutheran variety. And one person raised his hand and said, I didn't know they had pastors under 50 years of age in the Lutheran church. Another person pulled out a card in his wallet and said, are you sure that you've been saved? Now, when I heard that, it made me think that I was inferior, that I was on the JV team, and somehow I had to add something onto my faith. Now, I've called out other denominations, and I'm going to call out Lutherans. We do it too. When we come across people of different denominations and different Christians out in the community, it's easy to say, well, their faith is very shallow. It doesn't have a lot of depth. They don't know anything about the traditions of the church. And when we do that, and we speak of faith as something that we've got to add on to, we really hurt what it's all about. We hurt the main cause. The Apostle Paul, in Romans chapter 3, is addressing a congregation in Rome that was struggling with add-ons. They were told that they had to add on to the faith that they had, that it wasn't good enough. And Paul said, assuredly, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, but all are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that came through Jesus Christ. What is the book of Romans about? It's about this. Paul's saying, don't worry about the add-ons. What matters is the gospel, that Jesus has conquered everything for you. That's the purpose, and that's the reason. And so also with Luther, Luther captures Paul, and Paul, Luther says, don't worry about the add-ons that are pitched to you. What matters is the gospel, that Jesus is for you. I don't know if you know how Luther's life ended. I wanted to share it with you today. Luther died in February 1546. And he preached his last sermon January 17th, 1546. It was a moment of great conflict in Germany. The Dukes of Mansfield, a little region, a little way from where Luther was in Wittenberg, where he preached his last sermon, they were arguing about politics. One duke said his property rights were this. Another duke was saying the property rights are this. They were sitting in the congregation when Luther preached his last sermon. There were copper miners who were very upset about the confiscation of their mines, and they were very upset at the dukes. Many of those copper miners were out in the congregation. They wanted to hear an add-on from Luther, most likely, to address the situation. There were also people gathered in the congregation who were worried about how to call a pastor. There was a lot of conflict in the church in January of 1546. You know what Luther preached on? Luther preached a sermon, his last sermon. I thank you, my heavenly Father, that you have hidden these things from the wise, and you have given the gospel to babes and infants. Luther was, what he was doing was redirecting everyone to the heart and purpose of Christianity, the gospel, that Jesus has done it all. A month later, here's how Luther died. A month later, February 16th, I might be wrong, Google it, go to Dr. Google, try to figure that out. Luther went to his window to pray at 8 p.m. as he always did, and at 1 p.m. he had a great, or 1 a.m. in the morning, he had a great pain in his arm, in his chest. And he wrote on a piece of paper and stuck the piece of paper in his pocket. And then he died about an hour and a half later. When they went to check out what he wrote on his piece of paper, it was this. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believed in him would not perish, but have eternal life. Luther constantly was about getting back to the gospel, the cause for what it was all about. You know, thinking about Reformation and what it's all about, I think that's the whole Reformation right there. Getting rid of all the add-ons and focusing on the gospel, that Jesus is for us. And you know, sometimes in life, sometimes the add-ons aren't very good, are they? I have an uncle that really enjoys classic cars and goes to classic car shows. I know we got a lot of those people here in the congregation. I'd be terrible if I was a judge of classic cars, because my uncle, through marriage, my dad's sister, taught me something very important. We went to a classic car show, and we walked around, and the cars that I thought were awesome were the ones with, bright paint and a lot of, the engines that were souped up that sounded really loud. I thought that was really cool. I thought they should win. And my uncle said, actually, he was looking for something completely different. When he was walking around the lot and all the cars, he was looking for cars that were restored back to their original condition as much as possible. And he'd walk around and he'd say, that's correct. And the ones that I thought were really souped up and awesome, he'd say, boring. And what I realized is that sometimes add-ons aren't of value. That's the way our faith works. Now, I'm not talking about works. That's another sermon. But when it comes to faith, the things that matter is the original gift that we've been given, that Jesus is for us, that Jesus has conquered everything. And friends, here's the great truth. You have received that gift in your heart. You're not a lemon. You've received the gospel, the original gift. You don't need to add on. Jesus has conquered death for you. Jesus has overcome death, going into life and gone to eternal life and opened up eternal life for you. Before the service, I actually went up the hill to Rosanna Leeson. Friends, she's hours away from death. I could share that with confidence because we had prayed through that so many times. I am a child of God and I'm going to receive eternal life. Friends, you know, in a lot of ways, the gift of faith is the engine that we have, that Jesus has done it all. It's the original gift that we receive from God. And God is kind of like a classic car analyst and expert. He walks around the lot. And what God is, what really gets God's attention is not so much the add-ons. Religions are so good at that. You know what God's going to say that's correct for? That you have Jesus in his heart, that he has died for you, and you have it in your heart. Don't ever let anyone say that your faith is a lemon or second class. God says in your heart, looking in your heart, you are mine, you are precious, you are mine forever. When it comes to faith and this gift that we've been given, there's really only one thing to do. And again, this isn't about good works. That's another sermon. When it comes to faith, here's the thing. There's only one thing that we can do. Nothing. We don't have to strive. We don't have to try to seek to do more and add on to our faith. We take the engine of the gospel that's been planted in our heart, and we keep it in excellent condition, building trust and faith in what God has given to us. Amen.